On a snowy day, Patrice Willoughby is thinking about ice. Two rinks, specifically, that the Fort DuPont Ice Arena will have if an expansion in the works for 5 years is finally funded for her southeast neighborhood.
There are 20,000 users of the rink, 3,000 kids in D.C., a majority of those kids from Ward 7 and Ward 8.
Willoughby started there as a volunteer, but now she's on the board of D.C.'s only indoor ice rink turned community center.
There are a lot of kids that actually use the rink as a safe space because there is an absence of activity, particularly for girls in middle school.
She says the programs in synchronized ice skating, hockey, and speed skating are booked for months in advance. It wasn't a lack of interest that almost blocked Fort DuPont's expansion. It was what the mayor's office decided was a more prudent use of the district's $21 million, school maintenance.
I would have preferred and believe it to be feasible for the executive to find other sources of funding besides the Fort DuPont Ice Arena in order to achieve the repairs that are proposed to be made.
Ward 7 Councilmember Vincent Gray is one of a few city leaders who have dug in to make sure ice sport programs remain available for kids.
There's an agreement that's been worked out with the Friends working with the city administrator. It does have a heavy lift for the Friends of Fort DuPont.
We've committed to raise $3 million by February 2020, at which point the city will be triggered to put money into the budget to build the two new rink facilities.
Ladies and gentlemen, please direct your attention to center ice as we meet the coaches of the Fort DuPont Cannons.
The rink's fundraising effort is helped in part by a donation made by Caps owner Ted Leonsis and the NHL, and the buzz it generated when the team announced its contribution at a home game.
We are better when we work together.
We really appreciate their support, but this is really an uphill battle. I mean, we're a small nonprofit board, and to commit to raise $3 million by February 2020 is a huge goal. But based on the support that we receive from the community, we really believe that with our nose to the grindstone, we can rally the community to support us.
See the Capitol's announcement, photos, and how you can donate at WTOP.com. Search RINK. Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.